You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot fail.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Let me remind you that Abundant Life Ministries Assembly of God Church is now meeting at the Martin County Realtors Auditorium located at 3204 A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart, in the Wedgewood Commons Shopping Center. Now go with me as we join a message that was shared on the 30th of January. This is part three, entitled The Tent of Meeting, taken from Exodus 24 and Exodus 33.
But Moses, his relationship with God, he's crying out to God. Verse 15, if you don't go with us personally, don't let us move a step from this place. Now, God had promised He's going to send His angel. That's not bad, right? Moses had such a relationship with God. And don't get this wrong, but I've heard people praying to angels to do this, to do that, to come here, to go there. We're not to pray to angels. False teaching. I'm not in charge of commanding angels. They're not under my charge. Your Father's in charge of the angels. They are ministering spirits. They are an assignment, but they're not on my assignment. They're on the Father's assignment. Moses was not impressed with having angels accompany him. Huh. Well, I sure wish I could see angels. I sure wish, you know, I saw a little more of the supernatural. I sure wish. Well, some of you can say that you've seen angels. In fact, a lot of you have seen angels you didn't even know what you were seeing. The Word says that. Unaware. You've entertained angels unaware. But seeing an angel, if God allows you to see an angel, then the angel's there on a mission. And I hope you got the message, and I hope that you received it. I mean, I remember there was a season where I saw two angels. Two angels were on assignment with me. But I have to tell you, the only time I ever saw the two angels was when I was very close to death. That's when I saw the angels. And I remember being in Martin Memorial and in and out, off and on morphine and this drug and that drug and in and out of consciousness and praying, seemed like constantly praying. And a lot of my prayer was, God, how can I serve You from this place? And at one moment, yes, there the veil was removed and I saw clearly on the left and on the right, I saw the two angels. They barely could stand in the room. And the Father just said, I have servants on assignment with you. you have nothing to fear. See, I would suggest that if you haven't seen those guardian angels, it's because you're mature enough that you haven't had a problem with fear. The enemy was trying to attack me with fear. And God assured me, fear not. I have ministering spirits that are on assignment. My wife would have to tell you the other story because I don't really remember it. But it was in our own home. I would wake up and hear my bride crying. Because I didn't know, and she didn't know, if I would ever walk again or if I would ever be able to remember anybody again. Because I couldn't remember people I'd known my whole life. I couldn't remember their name. I remember those days. Staggering fears. Attacking spirits. Suicidal spirits. Just because you're a child of God doesn't mean you don't go through some stuff. Let me tell you, Moses had been through some things. And Moses was not praying for an angelic band to assist him. Because Moses knew who he had been meeting with. He said, I know you're with me right here. And don't ask me to go anywhere unless you are going to go with me. I don't want to go anywhere with just an angel. I would encourage you this morning that the same Father that heard Moses' prayer hears your prayer this morning. Verse 14 of this chapter, the Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses. I will personally go with you, Moses. When God moves in, you are God's property. Moses, in that prayer, he said, if you don't go with us, how will anyone ever know that your people and I have found favor with you? How else will they know we are special and distinct from all the other people on the earth? What was Moses saying? Moses is saying, without the Father's presence in our life, we're nothing more than a clanging gong or a tinkling cymbal. We are just a religious noise unless the Father is with us. I recognize this morning that when God lives in His house and you are surrendered to His Lordship and the Holy Spirit has filled you and is guiding you, I realize that people misunderstand and give me credit that is all to my Father's work in my life. When someone says, oh, that was awesome, oh, that was amazing, oh, that was outstanding, oh, that was so good, how did that happen? I pray that you will join me in quickly saying, it's simply because I've been to the tent of meeting. And because I've been in the tent of meeting, I know the author. And the author is with me and in me. And I don't go anywhere without His presence being with me. So please don't misunderstand that if there is anything that is praiseworthy or of good report, every good gift is from above. And it's simply the giftedness of my Father that He's allowed me to share. So I invite you this morning to do what Moses did. Moses understood a lot about weakness. Now he's referred to in the Word of God as being one of the most humble men that ever lived. And yet we find him angry. We find him struggling. We find weakness in his flesh, just like there's weakness in our flesh. But we find Moses, a man who was so close, so intimate with the Father, that he didn't hesitate to just tell him exactly the way he felt and what he hungered for, what he desired for. Even right up to the end of his life, you know, when Moses is still going into the presence of the Father, the tent of meeting. And if you could have listened outside, you would have heard Moses saying, "Father, please let me go into the land. We're finally here. It's been a rough journey, Father. It's been a long journey, Father. It's been difficult at times. I haven't always walked so straight, but Father, won't you please let me go into the land?" The Father, I think maybe the Father may have said to Moses, "Moses, there's some things in your life that keep you from stepping into all of the promise that you desire to receive. There's some things that you can't change, and those are things that have already taken place. But one thing that all hell cannot change is that the land I'm going to take you to is going to be more than you could ever imagine. So Moses, I don't want you to suffer or stumble or to be concerned about what you're not able to enter into. I want you to look at it, because you've been looking at it even though you weren't in this place. For all these years you've been journeying here, you knew this was going to happen. Now you can see it, and now I want you to just come with me and let me show you my land. Let me show you my land." Father, this morning, as I've heard you lead us into some directions that were beyond where I planned to go today and understood to go, yet I know that you're speaking to us today. Whether we're young or whether we're old, the purposes of God, the callings of God, have been placed upon our lives, and you have brought us into the presence of others, and you have ordained that they, through their journey and through their walk, might be able to impart and in some way release some of that depth and richness, so that one can grow forward faster. I think of the young men and women that are here today and the callings on their lives. And I think, Father, if you let the harvest be real short, maybe we'll all be caught up when the trumpet sounds. It's possible that all of us in this room could be caught up when the trumpet sounds. It's possible. But Father, if you choose to let the harvest be more extensive and maybe spread out over a year or maybe 5 years or 10 years, maybe 20 years, Father, maybe 50 years, I don't know. But Father, if you do that, I pray that what I have seen from a distance over these last 2 weeks, that you're the same God. The God of the mountain is the same God of the valley. The God when we are on the stands and we're cheering is the same God that is with us when we're set aside from the stands. God who showed up in a lion's den and spoke peace to the lions. You're the same God that speaks peace to our storms today. 2022, you're in the hand of God. My Father's in charge of you. My Father knows all. I dedicate every moment, every hour, every day, every week, every month into the hands of my God. And the people of God will not be a servant of fear, but we will serve God in faith. And we will not neglect our day of high calling. We will not neglect, Father, the opportunities you give to us, and we will not allow the enemy to discourage us to think for one moment that the enemy is winning. No. No, as David said, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. Nothing. Because you're our shepherd this morning, Father. To maybe that single mama that's out there, you're her shepherd. That single father. Children. That one that's lost their job because they've taken a stand for righteousness. That one that's saying, how are my bills going to be paid? How am I going to face tomorrow? Going to face it because the Lord is our shepherd. I don't have to see over the next mountain. I don't have to even see through the valley. All I need to see is where my next step is. And the Lord guides the steps of the righteous. So that's all I need. So Lord, I put my hand in the hand of the high shepherd and say, restore my soul. Thou restorest my soul. You prepare a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Some of you are going to see this. Some of you are going to see the very demonic strongholds that pursued to take, to steal, to kill, to destroy. You're going to see them back down while you are favored and blessed in the Father's house in His presence. Prepare us a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. You are anointed this morning by God. You're appointed by God this morning. Just like a Moses, just like a Joshua, you have that high calling on your life. Receive that this morning. Tell the Lord, I receive this. I receive this. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup. God is the God of the overflowing cup, the overflowing river. The milk and the honey. Let it flow, Father. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Someone is hearing today that's emotionally scuffed and scarred. Yeah, the Father sees. The Father heard your cries. The Father has seen the hurt. The Father calls you. Take His hand and let Him lead you out of that rut. Out of that place of drought. Out of that place of pain. The Father says, your life isn't over. Why have you died? I didn't forsake you there. Come on with me. Come on with me. He restoreth my soul. Anointeth my head. He prepares a table before me. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. At the end of the day, I'm going to be in the house of the Lord. How about you? At the end of the day, I'll be at the house of the Lord. At midnight, when the winds are blowing and the shutters are rattling, the lightning's flashing and the thunder's rolling, at midnight, during all the sounds of midnight, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. House of the Lord. The house of the Lord is an ark. The house of the Lord is a place of safety. The house of the Lord is a secure place. You wake up, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Boy, do I know a little bit about waking up. Sometimes more than every hour. But Father, it's so good every time I wake up, you're with me. You're with me. Whenever you wake up, how often you wake up, wherever you find yourself, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Maybe you need to just, if it's been a little dry, just dip your toe in the river a little bit. Just dip your toe in. You say, Father, I just need to be in the tent of meeting for a moment. I know lunch is coming, but I just need to be in the tent a little longer this morning. I just want your presence to come, God. I want you to come. Oh, I know you're here, but I want my eyes to know you're here. I want my consciousness to know you're here. I want my ears to know you're here. I want my heart to know you're here. Father, I want my neighbors to know you're here. My neighbors that see me come and go, they saw me go out this morning. I want them to know that you're here. I want my enemies to know that you're here because I'm praying for them too. I want the giants in the land to know that you're here. I want the rest of the church to know that you're here. My brother, my sister, God desires to be more real to you than He's ever been in your entire life. God desires to slide up that chair and speak to you face to face, heart to heart, in such a way that there's nothing between you. If you're listening today and maybe you've got your communion elements together, you're ready to have communion, maybe you could join me as I'm going to do this morning. I'm just going to say, Father, I look forward to the day when I'm going to be in your presence and we're going to have this meal together. But right now I want to just go on record that this meal is with you as well this morning, because I've been in the tent of meeting. I've been in the tent of meeting. Hallelujah. During the charismatic renewal, at a time like this, it was often said, if you don't understand why you have a tear in your eye, or you don't understand why there is an unspoken joy that's in your heart, or you don't understand how you can be so happy at a time like this, and you really couldn't explain what your God looks like with the natural eye, or what your God sounds like with the natural ear, or what your God feels like with your personal touch. But you sure know that He is with you. You sure know He's with you. We used to say that's the Holy Spirit. Used to say if you have some of those God bumps that are showing up, it's just the Holy Spirit saying, I want you to know, child, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. If the demons have been screaming, I want you to know, it's because God wants you to hear Him louder. So I would say, Lord, open our eyes that we may see, open our ears that we could hear, open our hearts to quickly receive and respond. We open our gate this new week to you, Lord. I'm so excited. So excited. This new week, Father, so excited. Father, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited because the God who spoke and it happened is the God who's speaking right now and it's happening. And someone who needs a healing, receive the healing right now. Someone who needs a financial miracle and a breakthrough, receive it right now. Someone who's looking for answers, receive that answer right now in Jesus' name. And I rejoice with sunshine, who's rejoicing in restoration. The Father is a good, good Father. Good, good God. You're a good, good Father, and we worship You. We love You, God. You're a good, good Father. Maybe you forgot how it was when you were falling in love and you would be on the phone for an hour or two or three, and maybe you'd fall asleep and the phone would drop, but when you woke up, you just knew that you went to sleep, you were with somebody you loved. Father, in this year, we want to learn again how special it is to be in Your presence and how awesome it is to be Your child.